Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Scheman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, everybody. It is a Tuesday. I'm back. Good to be back. Craig Scheman, Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass. Let's roll. Scheman and Shepherd from 2 to 6 every weekday right here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. Follow me at Twitter at CraigESPN and Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. A lot to do. Interesting game last night, to say the least. Let's get to it. Pete Shepherd, how are you? What, timeout?
Timeout.
Hold on.
Timeout. Well, I'm going to have intermittent timeouts throughout the show in honor of the Raptors and Coach Nurse last night. Timeout. Okay, ready to roll.
So Golden State wins 106-105 to force a Game 6 back at Golden State, even though Toronto had him on the ropes until that timeout.
Timeout!
By Nick Nurse. He had him on the ropes, and he let him off the hook. And yeah, then there's KD injury, which we'll get into as well. It looks bad. They haven't had the MRI, or they're doing it right now.
Yeah, he's flown to New York to have another doctor there look at it, but boy, oh boy. Does this throw a monkey wrench into the whole entire free agent offseason shenanigans? Because he may not be able to play for a year, maybe longer. Now, I know the only guy I've ever seen come back and do really well off of this.
Boogie Cousins,
well, decent.
Oh, Dan the Man.
No, was Dominique.
Dominique Wilkins?
Yeah.
Was he the human highlight film after that?
Yeah.
Can he still get the hops?
Yeah, they're talking about a Lebertard today, but still.
Didn't Dan Marino tear his Achilles?
Yeah, and he came back.
I'm talking about NBA. But
yeah, you don't have to jump in the NFL. So
oh, he wasn't a basketball player?
He was not mobile before or after.
I get confused because retired at the Heat arena.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so we got a lot we want to scramble at you over the next 4 hours before we cover any more.
I was 3 for 4 yesterday. We missed the 5 o'clock yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
was 3 for 4. I went out of my. I have big letters here, right here, different color ink. Don't forget sports.
That's better than what Craig does normally.
What? Here's the first one. The first of four. The Sports Center Rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, last night the Warriors staved off elimination. Great saying, by the way. Staved off elimination with a 106-105 win north of the border. The win came with a loss, though. Kevin Durant went down in the second quarter with what the Warriors fear to be a torn Achilles. He will get an MRI to confirm the severity of the injury. Former Red Sox star David Ortiz underwent a second surgery after he arrived in Boston last night. He is in stable condition, his wife Tiffany said in a statement. And the U.S. gets their World Cup started today at 3, taking on Thailand.
Can we throw shackles?
I can't wait.
Can we throw shackles on it?
You can.
What's the odds? This should be big favorites, right?
I haven't seen, but I'd imagine it's somewhere in the three and a half goal favorite.
Really?
What about the money line?
Really? A 3.5 goal favorite?
Well, you can take that.
Like it's going to be a blowout.
You can take this that at minus women. 110. We're pretty good.
Can take them. You can take that like at minus 110.
Right, I haven't looked at it. Let me.
Or you take the money line. I think it'd be minus 500,
this
minus
is
400.
Pure speculation on my
I'm going to say minus 400.
You just crack a cold one?
Yeah.
Was that Coors Light?
No, here's the deal.
So the last time these two teams played was September 15th of 2016. I don't have to remind you guys, where the U.S. had a commanding 9-0 win.
9-0. Goodness. Yeah, My wife bought the wrong Diet Mountain Dew.
Which one's that, the red
one? It's still Diet Mountain Dew, but it's canned. Which is only 12 ounces. You know, normally I do the 16-ounce plastic bottle.
So you got to do 2 cans.
But I got to do 2 to get the equal amount of caffeine. But now I'm going to have too much caffeine. I'm going to be hopped up by the end of the show. This is, I'm increasing
I just made a very good
and
pot
I did
of coffee
bring 2
down
cans.
The hall.
Yeah.
A very strong coffee down the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't find a cup.
What?
I couldn't find a cup. We were out of cups down there.
They're mugs. Cup is what a kid sips juice out of.
The styrofoam thing I drink out of every day is a cup.
The one that you spill on the board?
It's happened twice.
Go in the kitchen.
Wow. All right.
There's clean ones in there.
I just said they weren't available.
I come back and the show gets bogged down.
Sorry, USA is a 5.5 goal favorite.
What's the line? 110?
5.5.
No.
I'm taking
plus 105.
I'm taking that action. I'm taking that.
Hang on.
Thailand will keep it within 4.
If you want them on the money line, US that is.
Was it minus 900? What is it?
It's minus 10,000.
So it's minus 1,000?
No. 1,000? 10,000?
It's minus 10,000.
10,000 to win 100?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So if you put $10 down, you'd win what, a dime?
If you want to put a buck on Thailand to win, it's plus 6,600.
Oh, my God. Are they the worst team in the world?
They might be the worst team in the Women's World Cup.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I didn't realize it was this lopsided of a...
That's the worst lopsided I've ever heard of in the history of sports.
Oh, I've seen worse.
Seriously? 10,000? 10,000? You've seen worse than this?
Coming into the World Cup, Thailand has lost their last 4.
They're on a hot streak.
Including a 3-0 loss to France in May.
Chris,
bodes well for the red, white, and blue.
Their plane that they flew, their team plane did not get lost out of Thailand, and it made it a safe landing into France. That's a win right there.
There it is.
They lose planes in Thailand every day.
Holy cow.
Right? How about that?
First half minus 2.5, that's only minus 1,800. So
I might take that.
Man.
Wow.
Chef Alex says he'd put 100 on U.S. winning. Well, that'd bring you back a couple.
Was that get you $10? Or $1?
No. Minus 10. No,
they give
you $1? I'll give you an example.
A dime, right? You win a dime?
If I put $10 on it right now, I would win 10 cents.
All right, so you win a buck.
10 cents.
You would win a buck.
$10 wins you back 10 cents.
Minus fees and commissions, right?
No.
I mean, what would you really win?
That's what it is.
Okay.
But I think minus 5.5 is good. That plus 105.
Minus 5.5?
Yeah.
That is an awful lot of scoring.
Yeah, but you said they beat them, 9-0 last time.
They beat them 9-0 last time.
What do you think? They tightened up the D since then in Thailand?
I don't know. All I know is I'm looking at Thailand's last 4 games played going into the World Cup.
How'd they do?
Well, hold on. I mean, this goes back to October 4th of 2018. But anyway, they lost 3-1 to Finland.
That's not bad.
No, they lost 4-1 to Portugal.
That's not bad either.
They lost 2-0 to China and 3-0 to France. And France is the second betting favorite to win the Women's World Cup.
Is it possible? Can they fall asleep in this game? You can't bet a draw, can you? Nope, you can't.
Yes, you can.
That's
got to be great odds as well.
Plus 1,700. You can't. It's plus 1,700, Chris.
I have never seen odds like that.
Is it worth a draw? Is it worth a little shekel?
I mean, the Warriors could be playing a team, Warriors with Kevin Durant could be playing a team from the G League, and I don't think the numbers are going to be this skewed.
Now, I have a question.
Thailand's minus 130 plus 5.5.
I have a soccer question.
Yeah.
Professor?
What's that?
Raising my hand.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
As America is getting ready to force its attention on World Cup
and the Stanley Cup.
Women's soccer.
Yeah. The real trophy.
I'm trying to think how I should delicately ask this.
Oh, yippee.
To help with America's interest. Is there a...
Alex Morgan.
Is there a... Okay. All right. Well, no, you showed her the other day.
Huh?
Yes, I'm asking, is there a Natalie Gulbis or a Lexi Thompson type on the soccer team?
Why does that matter?
I'm trying to say politically correct.
Shallow thinking radio host.
Somebody that we might focus our attention on. Isn't
Beach Volleyball in Los Angeles?
You're talking about a player that competes at a really high level, right?
On Wall Street, maybe.
He wants a looker.
Because she's asking big marketing potential.
Greg wants to know if there are any lookers on the
team.
That's what he's really focusing on. Instead of focusing on the sportsmanship and what the great event the World Cup is, you being the superficial person that you are.
This is the exact problem that the women have with this show.
Right.
You.
Me.
You're the problem here.
I didn't directly ask it. I was just kind of, because look, people are wanting to know. They don't have the guts to ask the question. So, Chris.
So, yes, Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan. Now, is she also good? Is she
she's
the best
very
player?
Good, yes.
Is she the best player?
She's not her best player, but
who's
she's very
player?
Good. you know, the player that they got to figure out how to get on the pitch, that's the field in soccer lingo, is Zach Ertz's wife, Julie Ertz.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great, great genes for that kid.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So Julie Ertz then, and they think she's going to play in a defensive midfielder role.
Yeah.
She was an out and out defender in the last World Cup for us. But I think they're going to try to get her more involved in the attack.
All right. What number is Alex Morgan? So I can
she
identify her on
number
my...
13, I think.
Okay.
So minus 5.5 is too much. Even at plus 105, you think plus 5.5 at minus 130 is the better way to go?
Okay.
I'm never laying 5.5 in a soccer game. That's an awful
lot.
That's
what
I mean.
That's a
awful lot.
So take Thailand plus 5.5. At minus 130. A little bit of juice, but...
Carface has just texted in for the 239. Alex Morgan, Craig just asked the question that every guy has been thinking. Thank you. Mm. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. That's the skill level I have.
I would take Thailand to cover.
Yeah, the U.S. in their last five games have scored 5, 6, 3, 5, and 3. Goals, that is.
Five, okay. Six. What are the scores, though? There's
5-3, 6-0, 3-0, 5-0, 3-0.
I'm taking Thailand.
Anti-Lion, smart guy trying to help me out. Craig just means the next American sweetheart.
There you go.
Thank
See,
you.
That's how to properly phrase it.
There you go.
Sweetheart.
Good
there
job.
You go.
Good
Alex
job.
Morgan.
All right. Very good.
Taking Thailand.
All right. I did not think we'd spend the first 10 minutes of this show talking about soccer, but that's okay. It's World Cup.
Onward and upward.
Now. Can I play a doctor on the radio regarding last night's NBA game?
Oh, great.
I'm coming out swinging today.
Calling Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine.
I got to make up for lost time from yesterday. All right. So, KD goes down. Gave it a good go. Was looking good. We all know that it's been a month since he injured his calf in the Houston series. And they think it's a torn Achilles now. I wonder if it is a totally torn or partially torn, and here's why. And here's how I'm playing a doctor on the radio. When he was down on the court, he was moving his foot back and forth, kind of testing it out. When you have a completely torn Achilles, it shoots up like a spring up your leg, and there's no connection, and you can't move your foot. So I'm curious to see if this is a partially torn or fully torn Achilles for Kevin Durant. That's the first thing. Number two... is there any liability here for the Warriors for letting him out, knowing that this injury could have happened? I mean, everybody said he was fine.
Well,
their GM goes out there and cries on TV at midnight last night. Blame me.
Mm-hmm.
Boo-hoo. Everybody said it was okay for him to go out. And he look, I'll give him credit for going out there and wanting to help his teammates. I won't criticize him for that. But maybe he was given some bad medical advice that he shouldn't have been out there on the calf because it was worse than they thought.
Well, I mean, Chris and I talked about it yesterday. If he was 50%, he's going. I mean, now you can speculate and we're never going to know the answer to this because he sure as hell looked good in the first 5 minutes. I mean, he went 5 for 5 and 3s, not him personally, but he was doing, he looked well.
He was 2 for 2 of that.
2 for 2. Yeah. Now, you can, I mean, they took him out after the first 5 minutes. They took him out, sat him down for a couple of minutes, if I remember correctly.
And iced him down, which I thought was weird.
Well, I kind of expected that, right? But
really?
Yeah, I thought they were going to do that, something like that throughout the whole.
I thought you want to keep it warm and keep it loose throughout the game and ice it afterward.
I'm not sure.
I was puzzled.
I don't know the rules of heat to cold ratio.
It is confusing.
When it comes to those type of calf injuries, yeah. Anyway.
Rest, ice, compression, elevation. Rice. But,
rice,
that's
rest,
for a sprain, but.
Ice, yeah. Okay.
It's an acronym.
But you can nitpick about should Steve Kerr just rested him the rest of the quarter? Is he at fault? Does Steve Kerr deserve some blame for putting him back in? I realistically expected him to play about half the game. That was my realistic
Steve
expectation.
Kerr's the last one I blame, and I'll tell you why. He what?
And I'm not saying I blame him. I don't blame him.
I know what I was thinking when I saw KD out there.
What?
You can't take him out of the game.
No.
You got to let
him. He was hot as a fire.
I thought he was handled properly in the first quarter.
And he was just a jump shooter. It's not like he was, posted up or anything.
Yeah.
But no, Steve Kerr's the last one I blame. Because Steve Kerr was told.
And I don't blame him.
Kerr was told, hey, he's good to go. When you get that information as a coach, that's what you base your information on. And you go. Now, I saw a video of KD working out Sunday. As y'all did. He was kind of still limping around. I mean, he could move, he could jump.
Did you see the slow-mo video of it last night?
Yeah, kind of like sprung and wobbled.
You
see the calf, the tendon, the calf.
That was rough.
But yesterday, Craig, when he went from questionable to game-time decision to Wojo drop the Wojo bomb. And he was going to play all within about an hour and a half. So, and then they showed him on the morning shootaround, and I thought he looked good. I mean, it's hard to tell him, but he was moving around.
I thought he had a limp. But then,
yesterday in the morning shootaround, when they showed it, I thought he looked okay.
Then he did his little dance in the tunnel. He looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Looked like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Then they lost Looney as well.
Yeah.
That guy sucked it up.
Upper body cartilage.
No, he did a great job. Yeah, sure. Right. He was fantastic last night.
There's two kinds of sucking it up. There's you suck, and then there's, hey, you just sucked up the pain.
No, sorry. That's what he did. You could tell he was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to give...
I don't see how anybody's, like, really blaming the Warriors today, though. I don't get it. Like,
if he doesn't play, people are outraged. They're going to be like, oh, suck it up. I mean...
Look, people were outraged when Kawhi didn't play all of last year. But you know what he said? You know what? My body doesn't feel 100% right.
And here's the thing, and we could speculate on this too, being the doctors that we play on the radio, but it wasn't the calf injury. It was a different injury.
Right.
And now you can say, did he? And I don't think it had anything to do either. Sometimes we say, oh, is he overcompensating for one part of his body and then hurts another? That wasn't the case here. It just was a bad slip. It was a bad...
If he didn't have the calf injury,
I think the injury still would have occurred.
It depends because calf injury can be close to Achilles. In fact, when he first went down a month ago,
I remember you saying he snapped his Achilles.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that on air.
Yep.
He looked much more like an Achilles injury on the first time he injured it than he did last night. Because, again, he can move his foot, and he did walk off. I mean, that...
And we saw, I mean,
when he first went down,
I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's the just what we thought. Then, as soon as they slowed it down, I go, oh, boy, this is not the calf. This is his ankle. This is the Achilles.
Yeah.
And then they really super slowed it down. Yuck.
All right. So, and then the first thing I thought of, not necessarily was the Warriors' chances
Me?
For a championship. No, I did not think of you. Yeah. I thought, oh, boy, Max Steel. Where are we going now?
I'm thinking Knicks already. Panic. Because, you know, this is going to affect.
This is going to be a year-long deal if it's worst-case scenario.
But it's going to have a domino effect on the rest
Absolutely.
Of the league.
What, do you think he's not getting a max deal?
Well,
I don't know.
There are other options here.
Would you go with Kawhi Leonard over him right now?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. Until we find out exactly how long he's going to be. He may not be able to play
but
for a year.
But that's it.
Yeah,
I'm still signing KD over Kyrie. I'm still preferring to sign KD than trade for Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Now there's a couple options here. First of all, Kevin Durant. Keep in mind, he still has to opt out of one more year. He's still got one more year at $31 million.
And maybe he goes.
And if he's out for like 9 months, maybe he signs for one more year with the Warriors and comes back in March next
year. That's what I'm thinking.
That's a possibility because Chris already gave his opinion.
Because what?
Would you hesitate to sign this guy right now?
Yes.
I would hesitate.
Yes.
I would hesitate.
Absolutely.
There's a chance he could come back and not be KD ever again. There's a chance.
No,
let's say he's 90% of KD. He's still one of the seven best players walking the planet.
I'll go get me Klay Thompson, who's also a stand-up jump shooter for 90%, a lot less.
90% of KD is better than Klay Thompson. It is. I'm sorry.
It is. But, I mean, if I'm going to pay $40 million for a jump shooter, Klay Thompson could get me the points, too.
I mean, honestly. No, I'm going to ask this question seriously.
I'm nervous about signing him to a multi-year deal.
Was explosion ever a big part of Kevin Durant's game? Serious question. I know that he's an NBA player.
He was trying to make an explosive move on the perimeter yesterday when his leg popped. But no, I guess not.
I almost think it was inevitable he was going to tweak the injury in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I also think that that my age and your guys' age comes into play here. My whole life... No, I'm serious. Because my whole life, it doesn't matter what the injury is, there's been a surgery for it, and most of the time guys come back. ACL, Tommy John surgery.
Well, arthroscopic knee surgery, which was never
back. No, he's right. Back in our day, when you had an ACL, you were done.
You were done.
There was no shot of coming back. Versus now, people my age, I've seen it my entire life. Oh, this pitcher's going to get Tommy John surgery. Okay, you know what? In 2 years,
he should
be back to where he was, maybe better.
And better.
Right. Willis McGahee tears up his knee. okay, you know what? That stinks for him. He's not going to get that initial payday, but he'll come back faster.
And then, boom, gets drafted in the first round by Buffalo.
I'm still shocked by that move.
I couldn't believe it.
All right, so KD, he could exercise his option and stay one more year in Golden State. Teams could still offer him a max deal, knowing that they're not going to get him next year. He's going to be sitting out. And the third option is he could do a one-year Boogie Cousins deal with somebody and just go and see how it goes.
But does this also change the philosophy of the Knicks and or Nets and their pursuit of what does this change their game plan? I think it has to.
I don't think you're going to do the one-year deal if you're KD. If you're going to do the one-year deal, just opt into your $31 million contract next year with Golden State.
Unless you can get 40.
See, that's what I think is about. That's what I think is, see, is I think a very he's realistic
gonna,
chance of happening.
I think he's going to still get the max from someone.
Yeah. Well, the Knicks are going to do everything possible. They don't care.
No.
So I know the Knicks don't. They will do everything. They don't care if he sat out 2 years.
Brooklyn would still give him the max.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Knowing that, yeah.
And this is like the one guy. If it were anybody else in the league, you'd be like, let's wait it out of here, right?
You know, let's just comparison here.
I mean, Kawhi's still limping around if you look closely.
Are you more concerned with KD coming back from an Achilles or a guy like LeBron coming back from an Achilles? Carrying a lot more weight, a guy whose game is predicated on athleticism.
Yeah.
KD's game is predicated on him being 7 foot tall and playing small forward where he's just taller than everybody else. And you can't get a hand up high enough to get in his face during a jump shot.
Yeah.
I got to get KD back to a level where he can make a jump shot.
Right. Well,
I can hide him on defense.
He did get to that level for, 11 minutes last night.
And
hitting everything.
And the other thing that, before we go to break here, I was bringing this up yesterday over the weekend. I was almost going to text you because wasn't it ironic that the Houston Rockets, after the Warriors looked vulnerable, Mike D'Antoni, let's go to your house. Chris was stunned, by the way, that he lives in West Virginia. D'Antoni does.
I am too.
That Tillman Fertitta.
Crazy, right?
I didn't even know that.
that Tillman Fertitta and your buddy, Daryl Morey, went out of the way to go try to, quote-unquote, smooth things over.
But
now, if Golden State comes back and wins this, I wonder if all bets are off again with the contract extension for D'Antoni.
I don't know.
A bunch of frauds. Waited to see Golden State lose and got down 3-1. Then, all of a sudden, maybe we jumped the gun a little bit. Oh, now they look vulnerable, right?
I actually felt good for D'Antoni. I was like, hey,
I did too,
you drew your line in the sand, and they blinked.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
If I'm him, I still don't. I wait.
Yeah.
You know, I asked for $8 million. 5 years, $8
million. I know. They were still like talking $2 million, $5 million, $2.5 guaranteed. No. It was ridiculously low. All right, when we come back, we still have to get into the game last night. What did Toronto do to actually blow it? I mean, they were about ready to get the championship party on with 3 minutes to go. And then Nick Nurse called a timeout. We'll discuss that. We'll have the latest on David Ortiz back in Boston now. More medical, surgery, just exploratory surgery. And some news around the NFL. A couple of signings today, too. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday. Good to be back myself. Another 4-day work week for me, but I'm ready to go, man. Lots to talk about from last night's NBA game, Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow, NBA or NFL signings. We'll get to all of that. We were discussing Kevin Durant, the injury. How does this affect his pending free agency? Would you take a stab at him knowing that he's probably going to miss next year if the worst-case scenario comes to fruition? Once he has medical tests today, he flew to New York for those. 1993 texting in on the 239. I'm taking KD no matter what the injury is, you know, because he's bleeping Kevin Durant. And 19-year-old Fake Flash said, hey, Klay Thompson is actually the best shot taker out of anyone the Warriors have. He's very underrated. And that may or may not be true. Mm-hmm. But
never been the dude.
He had to not be the dude for Kevin because of Kevin Durant. Durant was out, Klay Thompson, we saw again just how awesome he is. Right?
As a number two.
Yeah, because of Steph.
Right.
Sure.
He's just never been the one.
Yeah.
Nothing he could do different, but it is, you know.
No. How would he be as a number one on another team?
Can I give a hot take?
Sure, you don't like
I don't think he would be very good as the guy on another team.
Because you put the best defender on him and he has problems? Mm-hmm. Or what? Because, I mean, he's got the quickest release in the league. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but it's also you can get that release off when you've got Steph Curry and KD on the floor with you.
Okay.
When it's just you.
Okay.
And you're the guy that the defense is game planning for, it's different.
Yeah. Okay.
It just is. Has he been shown? He's had great quarters. But has he shown the consistency to get his own shot, or does it come in the flow of that offense? I've always seen that it comes in the flow of that offense, an offense that isn't replicated anywhere else in the NBA. Can he be James Harden? No.
That's
all right. Well,
no, I'm asking the question.
I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
He's such a pure shooter. I think in a bubble, he's the best shooter in the league.
And I wouldn't disagree with that, but you don't play the game in a bubble.
Yeah.
You know, was...
And
this is before my time, so I'm really asking the question, where was Reggie Miller in terms of best players in the league? I know that he was the best shooter in the league at one point. His team's got as far as the conference finals.
Right.
Or he got to one NBA final, didn't he?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
They got to one in 2000, I think, or they lost to the Lakers, yeah.
That's a good question. As I remember it, I think at his peak.
He was top five,
I would say he was a top five player.
No, Jordan
was firmly number one. Yeah. Back then, people would say Pippen, too, even though I disagree with that.
Shaq, Kobe.
Now, Klay Thompson, a better defender,
yeah,
and I think that he can be the guy on that side of the court.
Yeah.
I just...
But as Mark Jackson said, he would rather have a guy that was a great offensive player than a great defensive player any day. But guys like Kawhi, as he pointed out, you get both. With Klay Thompson, yeah, you're getting both. And by the way, Mark Thompson, burn that pink suit you had on last night. Burn it. Burn it.
Oh, I thought it looked good.
Oh.
He can get away with it.
Nice summer jacket.
The thing is,
like a human candy cane.
Doris is so good. She's the best part of that whole broadcast.
You want to talk about a fly jacket. Look at the snakeskin that she was rocking last night.
She looked great.
Oh, she looked fantastic.
She should be doing the color and not Mark Jackson. She's just so much better at it.
I agree.
And it's too bad that she's stuck with sideline. And she's very good at what she does.
She does some games. She's like the number two team. Mm-hmm. She does the
she's
color.
She's on the two.
Yeah, but she should be in the one.
Yeah. I would not disagree. I think it's time.
I like the dynamics with Van Gundy and Jackson.
I normally do.
Van Gundy I like.
But I find myself wanting more Van Gundy than Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Mark sells you, it seems like the master of the obvious.
And it's always tough, and maybe I'm on an island here, when Mark Jackson does Warriors games, it's very difficult for me to listen to him criticize Steve Kerr, which he did on a couple occasions last night.
Yeah. Steve Kerr yesterday. He's like, "What? Yeah. You're playing for your survival. Why is this lineup on the court?"
It's really tough for me to listen to that when I say, "Hey, Mark, Steve took the same team that you had and made them so much better."
Right.
Now, there was also like the growth of Steph Curry and the growth of Klay Thompson and Draymond. I didn't get all that. But still, I mean, you look at the two guys side by side. I don't know how Mark Jackson can ever criticize Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, who gives Mark Jackson still to this day a lot of credit for the defensive principles that he instilled when he was head coach with Golden State.
But nobody's talking about that. Nobody remembers that.
No.
I mean, that's got to be a mind mess for Mark Jackson watching this year after year after year, knowing that he, you know, drafted some of these players and put them all together, but such is life. Now, we can be critical of the coach on the other side for a moment. Nick Nurse, and again, if you weren't staying up watching the game, the Warriors were on a roll. I say on a roll. They were up by six with about 3 minutes to go. And then Nick Nurse called a timeout because you end up losing one of your automatic timeouts.
Now they call a timeout. I thought they had an odd man up the floor when they crossed half court.
They
did. And
they
just slowed it.
And all things were going wrong for Golden State. They were on the ropes. They were tired. Boogie Cousins had an interference on both ends of the court, offensively and defensively.
One was a tough call.
Draymond Green was over and back at
half
court. Boogie
was very good early. He was not good late. He almost cost him the game
because
of his shenanigans. But overall, I agree. So they cross half court and then timeout.
Yeah.
And I'm scratching my head going, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Now, he claims he wanted to use it before he loses it, give his guys a rest, but I thought Golden State... Well, I'm not going to say Golden State was more tired, because I'll tell you another observation I had at that point of the game. Because moments prior, Kawhi Leonard decided to take this game on his back and deliver his team a championship. He was on fire to build up that lead. I thought he was gassed after that. He was never the same. He was short on all of his shots. I think he needed a break as much as anybody else.
I don't know. This is one time, I think, Craig, though, you're feeding off the crowd. That place was going nuts. They knew they had him by the under nether regions, and they had him. And one more basket, I think, would have done him in. Golden State was dead meat.
Yeah.
And that timeout, all that did was rejuvenate Golden State a little bit, gave them time to gather themselves, and the experience took over. This is the mental toughness I talked about earlier. They certainly competed in Philadelphia and Milwaukee, but that mental toughness, which they've been so strong with, I think, the whole series, and I think that timeout absolutely took away their momentum last night. I think Nurse is as responsible as anybody for that loss.
Now, let's talk about momentum from both sides from this point, because normally I would tell you that loss yesterday for the Raptors would have been devastating. And it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could taste the championship. Yeah. It was that close. And now they got to get on a plane and go to Golden State. On the other hand,
last game ever. This will actually be the last game at the Oracle.
Yeah. And on the other hand, Golden State is a mental case right now. They're in the middle of celebrating that they kept the series alive. They're mentally exhausted. They just lost a guy that they like very much in the locker room and their best player in Kevin Durant. So, I mean, they all kept talking about to a man last night. Boy, these emotions are really weird right now. I want to be happy, but I'm not. They're, again, exhausted to get to this point, hang on by a point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you see a wiped out Golden State in game six, or does that home crowd get them up for this game? And will that last the entire game?
I think we're going to be back in Toronto for game seven, and I think it's going to be very similar to this game. And I mean by, you know, somewhere between 1 and 3 point victory for Golden State. I do think they're going to feed off that. They got to get a better effort down the stretch from guys like Boogie Cousins, especially with Durant not in the lineup. You can't afford to have those kind of mishaps down the stretch, even though he played reasonably well, I think, for most of the game. But do they have to play the perfect game? I don't know. And how mentally damaged, because their fans were devastated. Did you see the pictures in the crowd after that
game? Oh, yeah.
Guys were sitting there like, they looked, it's like they know. I almost feel like, oh, God.
They had a championship in their hands.
Yes, yeah. It was there.
It was there. Now, you've got two games to respond for, but this is a group of guys outside of Kawhi Leonard. First time to the finals.
That's it.
They don't know. Mm-hmm. They haven't shown that they know how to close out a series. We know Golden State, you're going to have to deliver the knockout blow. We know it.
Yeah.
They're going to come back.
If you had to say, if there was, and I mean blowout, I mean, say a 10-point win, which team would you pick that would have a better opportunity to have a 10-point win on Thursday night?
I don't know.
Golden State or Toronto? I'd go with Golden State.
It's a fair question, and
I'd go
just
the other
don't
way.
Know. I know
it's tempting to go with Toronto. I get it, and I'm not saying, I just have this feeling that they're devastated right now.
And I also think going to the mentality, now it's the mentality of the Warriors. There were reports coming out that games 3 and 4, the team didn't know if Kevin Durant was in, if he was out. They didn't know how to.
Yep.
It sounded fishy to me.
Yeah.
Like it was like, really? You just go prepare to play like he's not going to play. And if he plays, great.
Right.
If not,
you've got three other good guys.
Well,
right.
Now that cloud is gone.
Yeah.
KD ain't coming back.
Right.
He is not lacing him up again. So does that change the mentality for a guy like, I don't know.
Draymond?
Well, Draymond, again, almost nearly
he's got to step up. He's got to be a...
He's one technical away from...
I know.
That's just it. And that's what he's going to be careful of. You know they're going to try to antagonize him. So, and he was, you know, a couple assists away from a triple-double last night again. But they're going to need more out of him scoring-wise, obviously. And Cousins had 14 and 6 last night. That's about right. Maybe he can come with a couple better. It's the turnovers they got to cut down on. But I think if the Warriors come out red hot on Thursday night and jump out to even like a 12-2 lead or something like that, I think they're going to bury him.
No, because here's why I disagree with that. They do that all the time.
But this is different, though.
My question earlier is, are they going to, do they have the mental and physical capacity to sustain it throughout? I expect Golden State to come out and take the lead in the first quarter.
Fair question.
I do expect that.
And Toronto's resilient, very much like the St. Louis Blues. They're resilient, and they've shown they can win on the road in a very tough arena. They've already done it. So, yeah, but now the way you lost that game last night, and then you're going all the way, you know, 3,500 miles away.
3,000. The crowd reaction last night when KD got hurt.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you think deep down inside the fans were cheering the actual injury of Kevin Durant or the fact that they thought they just won a championship because the best player just went out? There's two different things.
Either way, it was a classist thing.
I've
never seen.
The Raptors had to tap it down right away, and they did to their
credit. Levitard brought up today, if I agree with him here again, that I've never seen where players on both teams react. But in sync to the fans immediately, like, stop, like, cop, don't do that.
But do we think do we think the reaction would have been any different in any city across America?
I've never seen that before. I've never seen both teams in sync immediately look at the fans and say, don't do that.
I'm talking about the crowd's reaction, because I think if it happened in New York, Miami, Oklahoma City.
Philly, I could see it happen.
San Antonio. I think the reaction is the same. Not saying that it's the correct reaction.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's more that they thought, wow, we got ourselves a championship, more than, oh, yeah, great, he's injured. I don't know.
It's probably a little of both. But it didn't look good. And I know they changed the tune in the next 30 seconds because the players got all over him on both teams.
I'll let everybody.
Katie let out a good F-bomb going into the locker room, and it came right across
the
TV.
I'll let everybody in, you know, peek behind when I'm watching the Carolina Duke game.
Right.
Zion goes down. Yeah. I'm a big Tar Heel fan, right?
Right?
All I had heard about Zion and Duke and how great this team, I was sick of it.
Yeah.
My first reaction, watched the game with a guy in here, was, oh no, I hope it's not serious.
Good for you, Chris.
That was my first reaction.
Because you want to beat him at the best.
You know what my second reaction was?
Yeah.
We're going to win this game now.
Right.
Is it the right thing to think about a stupid basketball game, a regular season college basketball game in that moment? Yeah. Probably not, but we're fans. The Raptors fans at that point, they're not thinking, yes, Kevin Durant blew out his Achilles. He's not going to get the Supermax all right. They're not thinking that. They're thinking he re-injured his calf.
Mm. Right.
This is a muscle issue, and now it just made our path to hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy a lot easier.
That's how I interpreted it at the time. But I will say this. There was an eerie moment because he was sitting on the court for a few minutes, and there was just this roar. And then he stood up, and it was when he took that first hobbled step. Then the crescendo went up. It's like that was a little weird.
Well, it wasn't a good look. And they know that they changed their tune a minute later and everything else. But how about Steph Curry? Who else was with him?
Walk him back to the locker room. I thought that was bizarre.
I thought that was nuts. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I thought that was bizarre and weird and probably should not have been the case. All right, we're a little tight here. We'll come back. We've got Sound Street.
Hold on 1 second.
We have breaking news.
Hold on
breaking
1 second.
Hold on. Hold on.
Soccer game was canceled.
Hold on. Soccer's canceled?
Stop it.
All right, if we're late, it's not my fault because we have breaking news.
This coming.
Breaking news.
From Andrew Siciliano of the NFL Network, John Gruden just quoted, unsolicited, by the way, maybe Hard Knocks will come and cover that.
Cover what?
The Oakland Raiders.
Okay. I thought we said John Gruden has just quit. And we made that cute quit. I thought John Gruden was quitting.
I was all ready to give up. I was like, my sandwich, I got double sandwich bets, right, with that? You freeze forever.
Oh.
John Gruden just dropped the line. Raiders are going to be on Hard Knocks this year.
All right. There we go. More to discuss. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepard.
All right, here we go on 99.3 ESPN. Kevin Durant yesterday injuring his Achilles. Here is the play. Now, at the time, we thought he was just re-aggravating the calf injury. Here was on ABC.
Ibaka trying to stay with Durant. Knocks it away, and Durant's limping. Durant goes down holding his leg. Ibaka goes up and is fouled down the other end. And Durant grabbing that right leg. It's the right calf That put him out. His teammates going over to check on him. They don't like to hear the fans cheering.
I'm surprised by that, and the players are telling him not to be doing that.
No question. These Raptor fans have been wonderful, but to cheer for a player who gets injured.
You could hear it on that audio, the crescendo that I was talking about. That was when he tried to take his first step and couldn't do it.
Very it wasn't
odd.
A good look.
Yeah, it was a horrible look. So anyway, though, we go the rest of the night thinking he's re-aggravated a calf injury, whatever. It's not good. And then about after midnight, Bob Myers, the GM, starts doing press conferences and says, nah, it's an Achilles.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame.
Oh, stop it.
But I understand this world, and if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
I mean, I'm just channel my inner Tom Hanks from League of Their Own. You crying?
Yeah.
Come on. Please spare me the drama of that.
Pete, crying aside, do you ever recall a GM doing a press conference after a finals game in any sport?
No. And I watched
Bizarre.
It. I was up last night.
I did too. Late. I had to redo a sportscast I record around here. I was pissed.
What text you?
All right. Draymond Green said Toronto fans were classless.
Trim, what do you make of the fans cheering?
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's classless. And, you know, for me, I've never had an experience. I've always witnessed Canadians be the nicest people that I've ever encountered. And that was classless.
They did a Jimmy Fallon piece in the pregame. I don't know if you saw it, about how nice he said, let's trash talk Golden State. He asked like 20 people. He asked like 20. It was funny as hell, the bit. And he asked, no, we don't do that here. We don't do that. Then that happens.
After all of that, here was the final call. We haven't even talked about this. I did not like the play that they ran for the final play of the game. The Raptors. Lowry missing a game-winning buzzer beater last night on ABC.
Want to get it into the hands of Kawhi Leonard. 6 seconds remaining. Leonard back up Van Fleet. Van Fleet kicks it out. Lowry. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game six in Oakland. And the Warriors' three-peat dream is still alive, showing championship heart here tonight on the road.
Kawhi Leonard had the ball up top.
Now, I agree.
Here's the deal. He made the correct basketball play. He started to drive slightly to his right, and he immediately was about to be double-teamed by the two best defensive players, Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala. It was the right basketball move, but I would have rather he jacked up a three under duress.
I think he would have got fouled. I think he would have got fouled on that court. Although that would have been a bad way to win a title. Imagine if he had hit two free throws and win it that way. But the last shot hit the side of the backboard, right?
Yeah, it wasn't even a good shot. Well, Draymond Green played it perfectly. He was on the ball side of Lowry's shot.
I mean, because
he was on the front side of the post down low, and he was in perfect position, no doubt about it. Let's see here. Do we have time for one more? Steve Kerr, mixed emotions, but so proud of the win. Just devastated for Durant.
I just told the team I didn't know what to say because, on the one hand, I'm so proud of them, just the amazing heart and grit that they showed. And on the other, I'm just devastated for Kevin. And so it's a bizarre feeling that we all have right now. An incredible win and a horrible loss at the same time.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more about this game. I do want to hear the Nick Nurse comment. We'll do that in a little bit. Also, more reaction from Big Poppy now coming back to Boston for more medical treatment after being shot in the Dominican Republic on Sunday. So we'll get you caught up on everything
going on. And Dabo Sweeney's got himself a little bit of hot water.
Uh-oh.
It's gone viral.
Uh-oh.
Save it. Tell you after.
Did he sign his new $100 million deal?
Said something stupid.
Okay. All right.
And yep.
Yeah. And women's soccer about ready to get underway in a bandbox.
Plus 5.5.
That's the line, by the way.
Seriously. If you bet you got to bet $10,000 to earn $1?
$100.
Right, $10 will.
So $1,000 to win one.
$10 wins you 10
cents. No, $1,000 to win 10.
Yeah.
$1,000 to win 10 bucks?
$1,000 to win 10 bucks.
That's how sure everybody is we're going to blow this Thailand team out of the
water. Well, that's how sure that we're going to win.
So tonight, the game's getting ready to start.
Mm-hmm.
You know I like to do my world-famous goal call.
Oh, gosh. We can't do it this game. No, we have to suspend it this game.
No, we're going to see if I have a voice tomorrow.
Last time they played Thailand, they won 7-0?
9.
9-0. But the games have been closer lately.
I'm going to warm up. Me. Okay, it's coming. More goal calls coming up next hour, too.
No.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99. Did you just tell the audience to turn the channel?
No, I said I'll turn. Go to break.
99.3 ESPN and 99.3 ESPN app.